Amazon 5-Star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by a real serious improv podcaster. Tonight's review, Spatula for the Stars. When I'm dead and civilization eventually collapses, this spatula will remain. It will be the only rune uncovered by some unknown species of the future upon which they base their assumptions of our existence.
Eggs!
They will posit.
These extinct people like to eat their eggs! And this was their primary tool for cooking them. Let us teleport and put this device in the Milky Way exhibit.
5 stars, Zachary. Find your perfect gift this holiday on Amazon.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Indiana Honeline, the bag of tricks, the dust, the bullwhip, the chapeau, and we go to Ashkelon, in Israel, 1,700 years ago. What have you discovered, Indiana?
So we discovered something that has not yet been revealed to the public, but will with the upcoming high holidays and holiday period in Israel, when tourists will be able and visitors will be able to go to Ashkelon, where a site that had been discovered actually in the 30s initially, about 300 meters from the beach, they found a sand-filled vaulted tomb. The structure was excavated and dated to the 4th century by British archaeologists, and it was the early 4th century CE, and it has a hall and four adjacent burial troughs. The passageways decorated with a range of paintings, and this is really amazing to see the quality and the skill and the depictions, that of Demeter, the Greek mythological goddess of the earth and grain. Others are plants, nymphs, vines, grapes, all sorts of animals, beautifully displayed. I mean, considering 1,700-year-old, very rarely found in Israel and rarely found even in the region. And the work is was underwritten by the Ashkelon municipality together with the federal government, turning it into with public gardens with the tombs, and one can get a glimpse into that period, and especially the Medusa, the Gorgon's head, and monstrous female face, very much depicting Greek mythology. Again, something rarely found. And another vaulted tomb was found later in the public garden and was relocated to this location. So it's really done in a very concise period and a place. The ancient wall paintings are usually not preserved because of the humid climate, but these were relatively closed structures, as I said, and the natural exposure paint to air and moisture causes fading and weathering, but this was very limited. Well, so people will actually be able to see it in its full beauty and glory.
Well done, Indiana. The bag of tricks on his shoulder, the chapeau, the dust in the studio. He's back out on the road. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,